This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban is now promising the people of Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. This came after the Taliban claimed victory over the region, which was the last province to be seized by the group in an aggressive blitz to take over Afghanistan. The people of Panjshir are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Islamists during their rule from 1996 to 2001. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, led by the Panjshiri leader, Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan Army and Special Forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message that he was safe, but he gave no details. After the Taliban's complete takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked by a reporter if he will recognize the Taliban. Biden's response was, "That's a long way off." The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That is in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power. But Biden appeared not to hear the question. Biden had approached the gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying, "We've got a big day tomorrow." But then he broke off as members of the media pool began shouting questions about Afghanistan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Millions of jobless programs and jobless Americans, I should say, lost their unemployment benefits on Monday, leaving only a handful of economic support programs for those who are still being hit financially by the year-and-a-half-old coronavirus pandemic. Two critical programs expired on Monday. One provided jobless aid to self-employed and gig workers. Another provided benefits to those who have been unemployed more than 6 months. Further, the Biden administration's $300 weekly supplemental unemployment benefit also ran out on Monday. It's estimated that roughly 8.9 million Americans will lose all or some of these benefits. While the White House has encouraged states to keep paying the $300 weekly benefit by using money from the stimulus bills, no states have opted to do so. A nationalist Buddhist monk in Myanmar, notorious for his anti-Muslim remarks, has been freed from prison after charges that he tried to stir up disaffection against the country's previous civilian government were dropped. The monk, or Rathu, became prominent in 2012 after deadly riots broke out between Buddhists and ethnic minority Rohingya Muslims in the western state of Rakhine. He founded a nationalist organization that was accused of inciting violence against Muslims. Another activist monk confirmed that he was released. Rathu turned himself in for arrest last November. He had been a fugitive from justice since May of 2019. When a warrant was issued for his arrest for comments that supposedly bring hatred or contempt or excite disaffection against the government. A court in Belarus on Monday sentenced two leading opposition activists to lengthy prison terms, the latest move in the relentless crackdown that Belarusian authorities have unleashed on dissent in the wake of last year's anti-government protests. Maria Kolesnikova, a top member of the Opposition Coordination Council, has been in custody since her arrest last September. A court in Minsk found her guilty of conspiring to seize power, creating an extremist organization and calling for actions damaging state security, and sentenced her to 11 years in prison. Lawyer Maxim Zanuck, another leading member of the Coordination Council who faced the same charges, was sentenced to 10 years. The U.S. Justice Department says it will not tolerate violence against anyone who is trying to obtain an abortion in Texas as federal officials explore options to challenge a new state law that bans most abortions. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, said Monday the Justice Department would protect those seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services under a federal law. Via remote, Tommy.